We're learning Masech this Yom Adav Samaches in the days. We're first going to finish off the sugya of the Shreifam of the Par in Saranasa Bifnim, where the Gemara here discusses where it was burnt. It was burnt in the Makam Hadeshen. Where is the Makam Hadeshen? So first the Gemara in Buna Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon learns out from Parah Aduma that just like Parah Aduma is, that just like here it's Chutz L'Shalosh Machnes, or Parah Aduma is also Chutz L'Shalosh Machnes, but just like Parah Aduma is Mizrach HaShe Yerushalayim because V'hizal Nechach Prey El Moed, see here also is Mizrach HaShe Yerushalayim. So it's the east side of Yerushalayim, that's where you have the Shefnech HaDeshen, that's where you burn the Par V'Sar of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks, according to the Rabbanan, don't hold the Reb Shimon, don't have a limud from Parah Aduma. So where, to which direction of Yerushalayim did they burn it? So the Gemara says, the Tzvayna Shei Yerushalayim, the north side of Yerushalayim. And why is that? Rashi says, Shekol Ma'isachat Des Bitzofen. Since you don't have a limud from Parah Aduma, that's Mizrach, so Kol Ma'isachat Des Bitzofen. But then it says, Rabbi Yesi Aymer, Abes HaDeshen is Rafet. But Rabbi Yesi says that it's burnt Abes HaDeshen. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yesi is telling you a new din, that it has to be Deshen. You have to first put there Deshen HaMizbeach. If you don't put there Deshen HaMizbeach, it's not called Abes HaDeshen. But according to Tanakhama, you don't need to put the Deshen HaMizbeach. And the Gemara says, Man Tana Poli Yabes Yablazim and Yankiv, because the Tanakhama there says, L'Shefech HaDeshen Yisarif, there has to be Deshen. Yablazim Yankiv says, Shimakayim HaMishupach. Shefech HaDeshen means it should be like a slanty place where the Deshen will roll away. Ad kan the sugya. Now the Rambam leaves out most of these halachas. The Rambam says one thing, it's in Hilchos Ma'aseh Keparnos Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. He says there are three places where you burn kachim. Some of it you burn in the Azara, because Psula B'Kaydash has to burn in the Azara. Sometimes you burn in the Harabayis. And the Makam HaShlishi, the third place where you burn kachim, is Chutz Yerushalayim. Hua Nikru Beis HaDeshen. It's called the Beis HaDeshen. V'shon Seifah Chatoyis and Nishrofis mentioned Nishrofis K'mitzvasim. If the Chatoyis and Nishrofis didn't become possible at all, then Nishrofis K'mitzvasim, you burn then in a Makam Chutz Yerushalayim called Beis HaDeshen. So, this sugi is also in Zochem Daf Kavav. And there, the Chok Nasan, one of the Mefarshim, says, why didn't the Rambam tell you if it's in the east or the north? Why didn't he tell you where it is? Here we have a Machlokes. Reb Shimon says it's the east. And the Rabbanan hold the north, and the Ram doesn't tell you. He should tell you the east or the north, whichever one he holds. Also, Rabbi Yesi says that you have to be Makdim Deshen. So why didn't he tell you you have to be Makdim Deshen? And he blinds the Tzarechian. Now you could learn that Rabbi Yesi, who said Tzarech Lakdim Shom Deshen, is arguing on the Tanakhama, who says that it's in the north. And it could be, Tanakhama says in the north, and Rabbi Yesi, Abes HaDeshen is Rafid. And Rashi says it means you have to have Deshen there. So it could be holes. Doesn't have to be the north. But then Manavshach. The Ram says neither din. The Ram doesn't say anything about it being in the north, nor does it say anything about being Deshen there. So the Siach Yitzchak says that the Ram is passed like a Beisi, and that's what the Ram says, Hu anikru Beis HaDeshen. Just like a Beisi said, a Beis HaDeshen is Rafin. But still Shmer, why didn't he mention anything about being Makdim Deshen? So in Zvachim there, the Likutei Halachos from the Chafetz Chaim says the following. He says, it seems to him there's two machlokes in the base in the Rabbanan. One is the Tanakhama says you need Tzafet, and the base says you don't need Tzafet. And in this prat, the Rambam passes like a base, why? I usually the Tanakhama is the Rabbim. Teretz is, because the Mishnah, both in Zvachim and here, doesn't mention where the base of Deshen is. It says base of Sreifa, it's still the base of Sreifa, it doesn't say anything. Vayis says it's not paid, it can be anywhere. Now there's another machlokes, because Rabbi Yesi says it has to be Deshen. Okay, so, and that's another machlokes. In that particular machlokes, fast like Tanakhama. Why? Because there's a Gemara Psach and Nafayin Hei, which learns that from the Pasuk Yisarif, Afvish Einshom Deshen, has a few drushes of Ruud Yisarif, and one of them is Yisarif, Afvisham Deshen. So about the Gemara in Psachim brings a drush of Yisarif, Afvish Einshom Deshen, it's a storm of the Gemara to say, in this part, not like Rabbi Yesi. But the Chafetz Chaim is bothered, why didn't he pass like a Bezim and Yankov? Bezim Yankov says you need Mekayim and Meshubach, why didn't he pass like that? And he blamed with the Tzarechim, the Aruch HaShulchan Asin asked it that way. He said, listen, Mimanavshach, the Brisa, the second Brisa says like this, Al Shavesh Yisrav, Shiyil L'Sham Deshen. Bezim Yankov, Al Meshim Mekayim and Meshubach. So that's what he wanted to do. Either it should be L'Sham Deshen or Mekayim and Meshubach. So then he blieb shver. Then the Chavetz Chaim blieb shver, and the Aruch HaShulchan also blieb shver. But there's a geshmak shtukah from Rabbi Malan about the first shayla. Because the time is, l'chor, it's very shver to say that there's a two machlokes in Rabbanan and Rabbeisi. Rabbanan say one thing, that it's a tzvaynish of Yishlayim v'chutz l'gimul nachnis, and Rabbeisi says another thing, abeisa deshen nisrafen. If the point of Rabbeisi is to say that there has to be deshen there, so where do you see that you don't need tzafen? L'chor, it means to add to the Rabbanan. He's just adding a tonight. Where do you see he's taking out the tonight of tzafen? It's very sasim in the Brysa. So Reb Leib said, L'chayu, the machlaikis of Bishop Rabban is this machlaikis. The machlaikis is, when the Torah says that you bring it to the Beis HaDeshen, to the Shefach HaDeshen, the Mekayim HaDeshen, the Torah says. Well, how do we translate Mekayim HaDeshen? Tanakama holds the Torah is telling you a specific place. The Torah is telling you a place. The Torah is Kaveh and Malkam. Got to figure out where it is. Well, that's Chutzah Gimel Machnes, that we learn now, because it says Chutzah Machnes three times. Also, we don't know, and we see Maisa Chadis is Bitzafin, so it must mean Bitzafin. But the Torah is setting up the place. And Basis says, no, the Torah is not telling you the place. You decide the place. But what's the Torah telling you, Mekayim HaDeshen? You have to shtelevek this place as a Makam Deshen. Not that the Torah is telling you, you burn the bar in a specific place, you're going to figure it out, I'll be the Kloli HaTorah, and then you'll bring the Deshen there. No. The Torah is telling you the burning of the par is one thing, and the Mekayim HaDeshen, wherever you want. Where's the Mekayim HaDeshen? Wherever you want it to be. So, Kum Tais, we have a problem then. And that's the whole Machlokes. So the Rambam should say one or the other. Right? The Rambam is very sasim. The Rambam says, do it Beis HaDeshen. The Rambam should either say that it's Mitzafen, or he should tell you halacha to make it into a Beis HaDeshen. But the Rambam is passing like a Beisi, that you don't need a specific makam, you need a Beis HaDeshen. That's all. And you shtelevek the Beis HaDeshen. But the Rambam doesn't explain to you how you shtelevek the Beis HaDeshen. So what's the pshat? So Reb Leib says that Bakhtami says the Brisker Rav, it's in the Chedushim there in Zvachim Nafkuvav. He brings the Brisker Rav, it says like this. He learns a little different than the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav brings the Torah's Kayim as two drushes. One is Sheyakdim L'Sham Deshen, and the other one is Shehi Sham Deshen. That there should be Deshen first, and the other is that there should be Deshen. So the Rav explains, there's two dinim. Sheyakdim L'Sham Deshen means, has to be chal on the place that didn't base a Deshen. Has to be chal on the place that didn't base a Deshen, like we're saying. And how is it chal? By bringing Deshen. And that's what Rashi says it. Rashi says, Sheyakdim L'Sham Deshen Mizbech, Sheynikru Koydim L'Kayim Makam Shefech HaDeshen. Rashi already says it. What's the din of Yakdom Musham Deshen? That it should be Mechel on the place, a din, a shame, Beis HaDeshen. Right? And for that, so the Brisker Rav Avadi, you need Deshen on Mizbech. You need to take the Deshen from the Mizbech. It's not Stam Deshen, it's Deshen with Dinim. The Deshen that needs it's also Deshen. But then there's another din, that there has to be Deshen there. So for the Deshen there, maybe Stam, need ashes. In other words, if you took the Deshen of Mizbech then, you made a Chaloy Shein, Makam HaDeshen, and now that Deshen is not there anymore. So you have the first thing, but the second is there should be ashes there. You should burn in a place with ashes. So any ashes is good enough. Epikiri should be good enough. Now he brings like this. He says, the Raivan and Teres Kainim says, if you don't have Deshen Mizbech, you could put the Deshen from Parim Nisrafim Achir. From other Parim Nisrafim. And the Rav is bothered with the Raivan. What does it help Deshen from Parim Nisrafim? What type of din does it have? When you have Parim Nisrafim, what's the din with the ashes? They're plain ashes. They're Chol and Gemurin. What's the din? Deshen Mizbech has a din. You need a tzaras of Deshen. So that can make it into a Makam Deshen. But the Deshen of Parim Nisrafim, why is it different than ashes? This is Be'erek, what the Brisker Rav says there in the notes in the Chedushim on Zvachim Nafkavav. Hazakhtar Blaib, he wants to say that the way. You see from the Rai of Hazakhtar Blaib, that Fakir, the ashes of the Parim Nisrafim do have a din Deshen. And the pshat is, this is the din that has to be brought in the Makam HaDeshen. You know what the din is? Azayvin is a din, that the Deshen Uzbech have to be brought to the Makam HaDeshen. Azayichl is a din, that the Parim and the Shrafim have to be burnt in the place where the Deshen is going to be, that the Shrefa and the Itzahas HaDeshen should be B'Vasachas. That is the din of Shefech HaDeshen. What do you think about it? It brings a raya, because the Gemara here has a tzad, the Gemara has a shayla, when, till when are they metame, right? The Gemara says, Shiachar Chabasar, Achita Chabasar, Wachinasa Efer. So the Gemara says, Shalom, you would think that maybe even after the Efer it's metame, Tamalayma Oysam. Oysam metame God, Lema Achinasa Efer metame God. Pesach l'shaila, what's the havamina that after it's eifah, it's looking at time to go, then what din does this eifah have? Vaisis the eifah has a din. And what's the din? That the eifah has to be in the makam adeshin. So that's why you think it'll be metame. Ah. So zak your blame. So the Torah's kainim taka says that the deshin has to be first, like Rashi says. But the Rambam's not passing that way. The Rambam's passing like the Gemara Masechet, like the Chafetz Chaim said, Yisarf Avashayin Shem Deshin. So how is it a makam adeshin then? If we're explaining the Shtikl Zol Gevaldik, that the Chachamim hold that the Torah is telling you the place, and then it has to be B'tzafet. And if Yasi says, no, you make it a makam deshin. So how do you make it a makam deshin without putting deshin there? Zakti Blain, when you have the drash of Yisarf Avashayin Shem Deshin, the deshin of this para can make it a makam deshin. Hagufa, that the deshin of this parah is going to be there, that gufa shafts it to be a makam deshin. So that's what Yasi means. Abesa deshin is rafet. The makam has to have a shei makam deshin. Now, what, how does it become a makam deshin? It's a machlekes. The Torah's kainim says you have to put the deshin there first. Like Rashi says, you have to have a kriya shei makam deshin. But the Gemara Masechet says it's sarf afi shein shem deshin. So how is the Gemara Masechet going to learn according to Yasi? The Gemara Masechet will learn that the deshin of this parm and shirim l'shrafim gufa can make it a makam deshin, even though it didn't happen yet. But the last achas with the shreifas, the word is going to be deshin, and that deshin makes it a makam deshin to be called the makam deshin. So wherever you make it, that's a vegestalt as the makam deshin, and that's the base deshin, that's the pshat in the Rambam. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, Amul l'kayin gadol higiyah seir b'midbar. Why do you tell him higiyah seir b'midbar? And the Mishnah explains how you know there's higiyah seir b'midbar. The Mishnah explains. But why did you tell him the Giyah Seir B'midbar? So Rashi says, She'eni Rishoy L'haskel B'Avayda Acheres Atche Giyah Seir L'midbar. He's not going to start any new Avayda until it was Giyah Seir L'midbar. And that's what Gemara says, because when it's Giyah Seir L'midbar, it's Nigbar Mitzvah. It finishes the Mitzvah. And this is what we explained in the previous year, that the two Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah Shiluach and the Mitzvah Tchil L'tzuk, Avayda didn't finish the Mitzvah Tchil L'tzuk, but it's already in the sky in the Mitzvah Shiluach B'midbar because it's in the Midbar. So Rashi says you can't start another Aveda until it's Giyat Sila. Midbar Shinema. B'shilach is a Sila Midbar. There's a din that says to be Midbar. Acha kach l'skel v'kantish akhtem is Becha. That's state in Rashi. So that's why I have to tell the Kayin Gadol. So you have to sit around and wait until the Sila gets to the Midbar. Now, L'chayit Shver, what Aveda is he doing? The next Mishnah says, what does he do after that? He goes and reads the Torah. So that's not an Aveda. Why can't he read the Torah? Why can't he, as soon as he sent off the Sila, before he got to the Midbar, go and read the Torah? And after he finishes reading the Torah and says the eight brachas, then by that time the seal will get to the Midbar. I mean, tell him that before he gets into the big days of and starts the new Aveda. So then he should wait till the seal gets to the Midbar. The Mishnah is before it, that before he goes to lay in the Torah, he has to know the Giyas of the Midbar. And Rashi explains the reason is because he can't do another Aveda. So I think maybe the pshat is, I don't know, but maybe the pshat is that Rashi is calling the Kriyas Torah also an Aveda. You see, we're going to speak later. The Kriyas Torah is the Tach and then it's the Reisa. We'll see, Rashi brings a Pasuk, other Rishayim also bring a Pasuk. Kriyas Torah could be the Reisa. So maybe the Gemara called it a Tzerech Aveda. That's the Gemara called it. Shani Kriya, the Tzerech Aveda. So maybe the Tzerech Aveda also has to wait till Shuvach. I don't know. Rashi says he can't do the Chayel of the Chattas. But maybe since you see, can't do the Chayel V'chattas, who didn't can't do the Kriya, which is also a Me'in Aveda, it's a Tzarech Aveda. But there's a shtickle for the Risky Rav, he says it over from Reb Chaim. It's in a few places, but the place where he wrote a klar, in the Chedushim HaRam Yerushalayim and Leivel HaRamam, they have letters at the end of the Sefer. In the first letter, he says that there's a halacha by every Aveda that a Kohen does, even throughout the year, there's a halacha, he has to wait in that place until the Aveda finishes. And he says, B'shem Reb Chaim, that's the reason why he has to wait. You know why? Because the Kriya is in the Ezras Nashim, and he can't go out to the Ezras Nashim before he finished the Aveda that he did. That's the thing. You have to wait where you are until the Aveda finishes. Now, I think Rashi says not that way. Rashi doesn't say he can't go out to the Ezras Nashim. Rashi says, She'en Rishayel Haskel B'Aveda Acheres. But he's medayked away from the Rambam. The Rambam, Aveda Sing Purim Perek, Gimel Achaches says, Kevin Shigiyah Sila Midbar, Yetzei Kayin Gadol Ezras Nashim Likrei B'Tayra. So you see, he's talking about leaving to the Ezras Nashim. He has to wait in Nazar. When the Seer gets in the Midbar, he can leave to the Ezras Nashim Likur B'Tayra. So you see that the din is Mitzad the Yitzir. So I think it's not in Rashi, he's saying it in the Rambam. In Rashi, he says, because he can't start another Aveda. But in the Rambam he says because he could leave, meaning he's not allowed to leave until that Avodah finishes. That's the shtickle that the Brisk Rav says b'shem Reb Chaim. Now in the Etzem Din Kriya, Rashi in the beginning of the 7th parak, Bolaka in Rikos, Rashi says, you know how you learn out the Din Kriya? From Miluim. In the first parak it says by Miluim, Af Mikra Parashim Akiv. One of Heim and Beis, Amr Am Yechem Shem Shem and Chayim and Ayin Shav Mikra Parashim Akiv, Tamoim V'yem and Meishel Eidah Zeh Adavah Shesiv Hashem, Afilu Dibur Ma'akiv. Zeh Adavah Afilu Dibur Ma'akiv. So that's what Rashi learns, you learn out from Miluim. The Dvura Sari and the Sasemis both ask Rashi, how do you learn it from Iluim? The Gemara in the first parak learned it from Iluim, the din of Prisha Zayin. Why? Because there was a pasuk. It says, Kasha Asa B'yayim Azet, Tziva Shem Lassas L'char B'lechem. So that pasuk is by Iluim. Like we're doing today, meaning the Shivas Yimei Iluim, Hashem told you Lassas L'char B'lechem, and Lassas is the Parah, and L'char is my Simi Kippurim. We have that whole drasha. But the problem is, that's only the din prisha, but you don't learn that avodas yom kippurim from that. And there's man deyom bechalden darshin apostle. You might learn that from Sinat, right? So how do you know avodas yom kippurim from Iluim? The prisha zayin we know from Iluim, not avodas yom kippurim. As a fact, the verse in the sasems. Fine, that's the kasha. Now the rishonim, teis rishonim, teis rosh, the udvam, they bring the yishalmi. The yishalmi here learns it out from a pasuk in the parashas yom kippur. At the end of the parashas kitz is v'yask hashetziva Hashem. The Kasha Tziva Hashem means the Mikra Parasha, Kamesha Kadosh Baruch Hu Tziva. So they learn out from a different pasuk, a pasuk in Parasha Yom Kippur. Now the Gversary also asks, if you're learning it from Iluim, there it says, Minayin, that it's Ma'akiv, Avdiba Ma'akiv, so then it should be Ma'akiv, he says, Lem Mitzimuzah. But it's interesting, the Mi'iri says, Yeshayim Shakriya Ma'akiv, or Kamai Bim Iluim, as that's right to me. The Mi'iri himself holds that way, but he brings the Yeshayim, brings the Rishon that says it's Ma'akiv, so that's what sure to say it's Ma'akiv. Now, there's a Taisus Yantav in Saita, which says it's the Rabbana. There's a Taisus Yantav in Saita, it's in the Perek Zion in Saita. The whole Perek is Eilin Amarim Blashen Kodesh, Eilin Amarim Achaloshen. So there it says that the Birchus Kayin Gadol, Anem Blashen Kodesh. The Birchus Kayin Gadol, Ased Blashen Kodesh, and he holds it doesn't only mean the Brachas, it means the Kriya also. And there it also says the Parshas HaMelech is Nemer Blashen Kodesh. The Parshas HaMelech means what the Melech reads by Hakam. So he's bothered. One is by the Kohen Gadol, it says Birchus Kohen Gadol. It doesn't say Parshas Kohen Gadol. And by the Melech, it says Parshas HaMelech. Why? Why don't we say Parshas Kohen Gadol? So he says like this. V'ad ha'kar like Parshas HaMelech v'leichem b'shal Kohen Gadol. V'sh Parshas HaMelech v'mitzvah min ha'tayr, shem ha'tikra. Parshas HaMelech v'kriya is in the rice of the k'kriya. Av v'kriya is Kohen Gadol v'kburim en ala takana u'minik v'anshe k'nes ha'gdela. It's a takana minik v'anshe k'dela. So he says, Kali, the k'riya is in the Darabanan. It's a tkana and minig manchik nezik deo. So the Shash has the kasha. What do you mean? They bring psukim. Rashi has a pasuk from Iluim. The Rishayim bring from the Shalmi. A different pasuk. A pasuk from Ashesiva Hashem. Mechatesis is their abanim. Taisyantif says their abanim. Mechatesis. So maybe you could say it's an asmachta. There was a Taisyantif held there was an asmachta. You see, the Mabit in Kiryas Seifa, in Elchas Averis Yemi Kippurim, he taka says it's an asmachta. He's not sure. He says, "Evshim in Rabbanim Baal Ma'aviv Asmach." That's at the end of Perek Gimel Zavayis Mikipurim. So maybe that's what the Teis Yantav holds. By Solomichas Avram, he says a Geshmak Avot. I think it could be richtig. He brings it from the Teis Rosh. The Teis Rosh says, "Achas Sha'asa Ikra Avodah Shel Kaparas Hayayin." The Teis Rosh right here by Balei Likreis. He says, "Achas Sha'asa Ikra Avodah Shel Kaparas Hayayin." Kairi Rapasha, Lohidia, Sha'asa Avedis Kesedim Christ. To teach you, to tell you that he did the Avedic same grace, and misspell, Shadiskama Vedizasim Varachal Machil of Echol Seder Abrachis. What's he saying, Lohidia, Sha'asa Avedis Kesedim Christ? That the Pasuk says that you Kairi. What's Lohidia? So Mechazor says, what he means is like this. The Din Tair is not a Kriya Satair. It doesn't say in the Pasuk a Kriya Satair Klai. The Din Tair is Kashetziv Hashem is Vaisha. And even Miluim Musa, it's the same type of pasuk. Zehadavah Shetziva Hashem Afil Diva Ma'akev. Now what's the Din Torah? You have to announce that what we're doing here, whether it's Miluim, whether it's Yom Kippur, because Shetziva Hashem, what we're doing here is an Aveda the way Hashem said it. Lo'idia Sha'asa Aveda Keseder Mekrois. That's the Din. But the Achei Zagdela turned it into a Kriya Satayra. I say it wouldn't be a Kriya Satayra. It would be a achraza. It's an announcement. You should know, everybody, everything I did here is a pasuk in the Torah. I did it the way the Torah prescribed. So like that, how do you announce it? Take out a Sefer Torah, read the Sefer Torah, make brachas. So sometimes you could say the ikid din is the raisa, but exactly how to do it is the rabbanan. Anshe Gnes Gdel. Maybe before Anshe Gdel, they had other ways of doing it. The Anshe Gdel is Shtel Levek had to do it. Reading this parasha, reading the other parasha, the din clears the din the Rabbanan. Even though the Etzim din, the Dibur, the announcement, that's Taka the Raisa. Yeah, the Chaya sounds Gans Mustafa. Now the Gemara goes on, Nidik Tani Mitzdalos Lava Mishalai Mechlal, Shmam Nekri Lava Vaidi. Since he could lay without big Dekuna, it's right, it's not an Avaidah. But then he might ask, how come he could read the big Dekuna if it's not an Avaidah if he wants to? So the Biskuav here in the Chedushim, Ksavim, the Chedushim agrees, has two kashas. First of all, what does it mean, Mechal Lava Vaidah? Mechatesh is an Avaidah. What's my min Avaidah? Is it? Kriyas an Avaidah? And second of all, how could it be an Avaidah? It's a Nazareth Nashim. Avaidah has to be in the Azara. So he says, Masha Taich, the Gemara understands it's not an Avaidah. The Shaila is, Legabe Big De Kuna is in an Avaidah. See, I think what he means is, like Shkita's Parah, that needs Big De Kuna even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Pshat is, Avaidah, it needs Kayin, and the question is, does it need Big De Kuna? When the Gemara says, Eina Avaidah, the Gemara wasn't discussing is in an Avaidah. Like Abe, does it need Beis HaMikdash? Does it need, is there a Din Chutz? No. The only thing is like Abe Big Dekuna. Shmam Nadein Avaidah means you would think there's a Tzeirich of Big Dekuna. Mechaira, the Havimin and that's an Avaidah would zichah be that it's their Isa. But the Pshat is good. It's fine in a Seder Ayayim, and it's a Din Kayin Gadol, and you need Big Dekuna. But the Gemara says no. Since you're not Mechuyiv to wear the Big Dekuna, Vaistais, you can wear the Tzdalas Lovan, Vaistais, the Din Kriya, is not midine avaida that needs big dekuna. So that the Gemara asks. So what's the pshat that he could wear the big dekuna if he wants? That's the Gemara's right. The big dekuna in the lahanes. You see, the Gemara also talks about achila. The Gemara says that you see that achila, you don't need big achila. You can do a big dekuna. The Gemara says shani achila that it's seirich avaida. So in fact, this has evidence. In Pesach and the Fayin Beis, it says that achila is avaida. The Gemara says achila is an avaida. But the pshat is, what's an Avaidah? So Avaidah can mean different things. The ikkar what the Gemara is discussing is, you need Big Dekuna. Achila definitely doesn't need Big Dekuna. Maybe it's called an Avaidah. But doesn't need Big Dekuna. That's the ikkar what it is. The ikkar, the Eina Avaidah, a discussion of Avaidah doesn't mean anything except for whether it needs Big Dekuna. There are some things that are not in the basic Mikdash need Big Dekuna. If it needs a Kayin, maybe it needs Big Dekuna. But Lama Avaidah means it doesn't mean the Kuna. That's what Biskirov says. The Chara Pashu Pshat. The Biskirov also says that what's the teretz that it's Sarche Avaidah? So what? If you don't need Big Dekuna, how could you wait Big Dekuna for it? Zakti Biskirov, it has to be a din of Leiv as a Masna. The Biskirov doesn't hear any Svarah to say that Midaraisa, you're not allowed to wear Big Dekuna. But even though this doesn't need Big Dekuna, but Midaraisa, you're all allowed to wear it. Because it's far as Sarche Avaidah. He doesn't hear that. You have to say it's a leiv bezemasna. Now the pshat is that normal bezin, there's no leiv bezemasna to tell you that you can wear the begonim stamazai. But to wear the begonim for things that are tzarech avaidah, now you do have a leiv bezemasna. The Biskrov didn't hear that on a deraisadika level you could say that enochinami, there's no requirement of big dekuna. But the pshat is it's called you're wearing the big dekuna because of the avaidah. No, there's no requirement. So on a deraisadika level, so how could you wear it? It's kaidish. You can't wear it if there's no requirement. It must be the Rabbanan Dikadin. The Rabbanan could say that. The Rabbanan could say that it's not the Richtig Azach to wear Big Dekuna Stamazai. But when you're doing something which is Tzarech Avaidah, so we allow you to wear it. But have to go through a Leib Vizimasa. That's what the Biskirov Tain is.